winnowing out the garden in the fields. And Rashi says, "Tachsubihi b'shachvoy omro lo do shacha sheyigmo lezaros lo yevul lebeisler lishkav shegnahu tanchochem lefidlan lebishkav garden." It was nighttime ready, therefore he didn't buy. He did not want to go home because you don't travel out at night. Therefore he slept in the garden. Another pasuk is Rabbi Avuah and Mehelf. This pasuk says, "Vayashkei ma'afim abayker." Avuah got up in the morning, Yachvesh has chamor, and he tied up his chamor. Master first left in the morning, and not before, not when it's still dark. For Rabbanan say, "Look, this pasuk it says, 'Lachon norei yeshleim achicha v'yeshleim.'" And Mashmar Rashi says, "Beishad the yochlirus at the time when you could see, but daytime go out, not at nighttime." Rav only Yochlirus in this pasuk it says, "Vayizrach loy hashemesh." That the Shemesh shined for them, that's when they traveled. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti yes Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Yeshua Beitlis, I asked them, Beitlis shel Imus, in this marketplace, they used to sell meat in Imus, Sha'alchu likach beim lemishter b'nei shel Rabbi Gamliel, they were going to buy meat for the chasna of their sons, marrying off his son, b'nei shel Rabbi Gamliel. See, the pasuk says, Vayizrach lo yashemesh, the sun shined for them. The question is, "V'chi shemesh lo levad izot his son only shine for him, for lo lechol olam zalchoi." What's lashon by Yaakov? We know the sun shine for Yaakov. Why that for him? Because the sun shine for the whole world. So Moshe says, "Amr Rabbi Yitzchok that shemesh habo ba'avuroi zalcha ba'avuroi." The sun that once went down early because of Yaakov Avinu, now it shines a little bit longer because of Yaakov Avinu. What was the ma'isa? So see, the pasuk says, "Vayetsa Yaakov Be'er Sheva." Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. Vayelach when he went to Choron. V'ksiv, it says the pasuk, "Vayifka b'mokim." Met up in that place. Vayifka b'mokim. So the question is that he met up when he reached Choron. Omri said, Yaakov said to himself, "Esher avati amokim shistalo avoyt." Maybe I passed by the place in my office. Avram Yitzchak davened already. Vani lo yispal out. Did I even daven there? It's not right. Like maybe he passed by the base of Mikdash. And he didn't daven there yet. Is Kad Yoyev that even put his mind to it, let him head there to go back. So now Yaakov wants to go back, to go over Yerushalayim, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mokam HaMikdash at least. So Kovtzele Arya, the land like jumped for him, and Yaakov right away, V'yizkav HaMokam, he met that place, was a Kvitzah HaDerek, he got there, 1, 2, 3. Rashi says, look, yeah, V'yizkav HaMokam, Kovtzele forget, like you meet up with your friend, Simamish met up with this place now. So he met up with the Beis HaMikdash like. So Katzoli, after he got finished davening there, Boilam Ed, he wanted to go back to Choron. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Sadik Zebol LeBeis HaMikdash, this Sadik Yaakov Avinu comes to my place, my Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. Is the Yiftab Lalini Shalib without sleeping there sunlight? Like this is the Mokam of Hashem, like Hashem wants to invite the Tzadik to sleep over. So what happened was, Miyad right away, Bru Hashem, as the sun went down before him, 4 times. And therefore, Ksid the Pasuk says, "Vayikach miavni amokam," and Yaakov took from the stone to the place. Ksid the Pasuk says, "Vayikach hasevin," he took one stone. It says, "Miavni," many stones. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Mlevi comes to teach us, "Shenik b'tzul kol oisan avon in l'makam echod," all the stones jump together, gather together. "The holachas diachas," every stone said, "Oimeris, olai yinech tzadik, zay roishai," upon me, should the tzadik put his head. Tani, we learned, "Vekulam nivlol becher," and all the stones became like one big stone. So the Mekuyim both took him, each one supple, and they came all one together. The kids of Yaakov and slept there that night, and he put his head on top of the stone. Vayachaloyim, it says Yaakov and had a dream then, v'nei mutzavat, so the ladder was on the floor. Tony, we learned, kama rochbosh asulam, how wide was this ladder that Yaakov and dreamt about? Shemona sapayim pasoyis, 8,000 pasoyis. That's how wide it was. The pas was 4 mil. It was 8,000 pasoyis. You see, because the pasuk says, "V'nei malchei lekim oylim v'yordim boi." The malachim are going up and coming down. Oylim shnayim, two malachim are coming up. V'yordim shnayim, two are coming down. And it happened v'chitaku b'ad yadodi when they met one another. So the ladder had to be wide enough that havelu arbo, that there were four on the width of the ladder. So the ladder had to be wide enough to hold four malachim. V'chitbe, it says by malach. V'chitbe malach, it says v'gavisi katashis. That his body is like a Tarshish. So we learn the Tarshish Trey Alfei Parsi. A Tarshish is the size of 2,000 Parsis. So kids, if there are four of them, so together the ladder was wide 8,000 Parsis. Parsis heavy. starting to learn. Oilin, the Malachim went up, and Mestaklin, but Duke Neshamad, looking at the Duke, the form of the Kodesh Baruch of Malachim. For Yodim, Rashi says, the Duke Neshamad means parts of Odom, Shabbat, Bachayis, but Dmus Yaakov. Upstairs by the Kis Yaakov, they're looking into the four parts of Odom that look like Yaakov. And then, the Yodim, they came down, Mestaklin, but Duke Neshamad, they looked Bamash into Yaakov, they saw what it's like. The Kisses Malachim was staring like as Yaakov. Boy Lifakunis, they became jealous of Yaakov, and they wanted to hurt him. His miyad right away, Vihini Hashem needs to bother. Hashem was standing over him to protect him, Lashomer Rashi says. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Il Mali Nikra Kosov, not for this person that was written, he Yeshulim, we can't say it over. It's Kodom Shemain of Abunel, like a person protecting his own son. By putting over a cover over the son, Hashem was protecting Yaakov Avinu. Now the Pasuk says, oh, it's Asher Ato Shechav, this land that you're sleeping on. My Rav Usai, what's the Kiddush over here? Churub Shitu, it was on this land. Om Rav Yitzchak Melamed, come teach us. Sheikof la Kodesh Baruch Hu l'chol Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu folded over the Eretz Yisrael. V'nicha tachas Yaakov Avinu, put it on the Yaakov Avinu. Sheitei noichol l'chovesh l'bonu, but should be easy for Yaakov's children to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says, V'yoyim, from the Pasuk before, V'yoyim l'shachayin k'yol l'shachar. The Malach finally told Yaakov Avinu in the morning, leave me alone, I have to go. His Omeloi, so Yaakov said to the Malach, Ganavato, are you a robber? Or could this be a stronger robber? Robber that still tells, kidnaps people. Shem Misyorim in the Shach, that you're afraid of the light. Like, why are you running away? It's becoming light now, where are you running? Omeloi, so the Malach said, no. Omeloi, Malach, ani, I'm a Malach. Or miyoyim shen of race, and the day I was created, lo yigi yizman le mishima, didn't come yet my time to say Shira. Ad achshav, until now was the time for this man to say Shira to Hashem. And Pasha the Peshat is, because he was Mekai in his tafkid. The tafkid of this Malach was like to try and stop Yaakov, and he wasn't able to. So that was his tafkid, he did his purpose. So he finished his purpose, now's the time he has to say Shira, sing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mor says, Mishan is a proof for Rabbi Chananel, Omer Rav. The Yomer Chananel Omer Rav. Sholosh, Kitre, Shemach, Yesharos, Omer, Shira, B'chol Yom. There are three different categories of Malachim that say Shira to Hashem every day. Achas Emeras Kodesh, one cat, one gal, one group says Kodesh. V'achas Emeras Kodesh, V'achas Emeras Kodesh, Hashem Tzavokos. So therefore, the Malachim say Shira to Hashem every day. Meisra, I have a question. It says, Chaviv in Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Kla Yisrael is dear in front of Hashem. Yoytzim Emalchi Yesharos, more than Malachim. She Yisrael, I'm in Shira B'chol Shor. Kla Yisrael can say Shira any time. Well, Malachi Yesharos, I know Mishira, the Pamachas be on the other side one time a day. For Yamala some say Pamachas the Shabbos once a week, a Malach says Shira to Hashem. For Yamala some says Pamachas the Chodesh once a month. For Yamala some say Pamachas the Shona once a year. For Yamala some say Pamachas the Shavua once in 7 years. For Yamala Pamachas the Yerba once in 50 years. For Yamala Pamachas the Yerba once in a whole lifetime. That's what happened with different type of Malachim. That was this Malach here. He never said Mishira yet until this time now. And the Yisrael, though, Maskirin is Hashem Achashtei Teva. The Klaius of Hashem Hashem's name is the two words. Shnemer it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu. Right after Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem's name. Mashen Keinu Malchei Yashores. And Maskirin is Hashem Elo Yachad Gimel Tevis. A Malchei Yashores can only say Hashem's name after three words. Can it seem like it says Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzavokos? So you see the Klaius like in this certain Madrig is even greater than Malachim. They can't say Shira Lamala until first Klai Yisrael said Shira here. Shira the Pasuk says, Baron Yochid Koich Vei Boike V'Hodda V'Yiru Kol B'nei Elokim. That first they say Shira here, then in Shemayim. Ela rather means like this, Achas Ameras Kodesh, Achas Ameras Kodesh, Kodesh. V'Achas Ameras Kodesh, Kodesh Kodesh Shem Tzavokos. That's the way the Melochim go. Rashi, that they have to mashmal, they have to say three words, and you see one of the last malach says Kodesh Hashem. Then it says no, the first one says Kodesh, second one says Kodesh Kodesh, second one says all three, and then he says Hashem's name. And if not, a malach cannot say Hashem's name before it first says three praises of Hashem, Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. Now we must question, I v'ika baruch. After you say Kodesh Hashem, say baruch baruch kavod Hashem. So we see after two words we say Baruch Kavod Hashem. Smug of the Terrace, that Bochum, some of the Afanim, Mundi Amulet, some of the Afanim, special Malachim say this. They bless them, we want to tell you, keep when this Yoiv is true, this Yoiv, that once they have permission to say Hashem, then you have to say in Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So once they can say Hashem's name once, then they can continue on saying it again, even though suddenly you have to want, after two words, not after three. Lakoponim in the Chetchila, a Malach is not so Chashim as a person can say Hashem's name after two ICAs, and a Malach can only say it after three. Alright, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. So we're to the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue on the Tzadik Beis on the other side.